Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. Just get ready, buckle up, hold on, because we are going to have a fantastic program for you here today with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Kerry Hall. You may know him as America's Healthcare Advocate. He's also a national health insurance expert. And Kerry, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Yeah, I wish I was here to give you some really good news today, but I'm not.
Well, we're going to cover all the bases. So we're going to talk about a product that's really more for the caregivers, right? You know, 45 to 65, roughly. And then we're going to get into some Medicare information later on in the program for our listeners who are retired with Medicare. But first, Kerry, let's jump into one of your favorite topics, the ACA Obamacare plan.
Yeah. So this year is going to be the most monumental year for people that are on ACA that we've seen since it was rolled out. We'll get into why that is. But before we do that, I want to show you a little something that I printed off the other day. I want you to read this for the audience. Right there on that sign they're carrying. What does that say?
Oh, okay. Healthcare. All right. So we have a couple here, and they're holding a large sign that says healthcare is a human right.
Well, first of all, that's incorrect. That maybe you may want that to be a human right, but it's not, and it's certainly not in the Constitution of the United States. But my point in bringing that up is the mindset of folks that think that is the mindset that says government health care is what we need. We need Medicare for all. We need government-controlled health care. Well, guess what? We pretty much have it. Between ACA and Medicare and the VA, the largest government-run programs, period. We pretty much have it. So now what are the consequences of that? What are the consequences of what happened when ACA Obamacare was passed, and where are we today? Well, let's take a look. So let's talk about what the premium increases. This is a study that was done and with all the states and what the increases are going to look like. Kansas, 30.48%. Arizona, 27.3%. Alaska, 20%. Kansas, here we go. Missouri, rather, 22.7%. And the list goes on. Okay, if you're talking about Iowa, you're looking at 14%. If you're talking about Indiana, you're looking at 29%. It's all over the board. The problem is these are the largest increases we've seen with ACA since it was rolled out. Why did that happen? And let me give you some other specifics. It'll be interesting to see on specific carriers. In Kansas, Celtic Insurance is going to put through a 40% increase.
Mm, wow.
40%. Medica is going to put through a 29.3% increase. And Oscar is going to put through a 21% increase. So now they have to get this approved for the state to do it, but this is what's coming down the pike. Here's the good news. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City, their increases are nowhere near that. You're looking at more like 6 or 7% across the board.
That's a lot more reasonable.
It's a lot more reasonable. But here's the thing. Blue Cross and Blue Shield, those are not-for-profits local plans. They are not conglomo plans. They're not United Healthcare. They're not Aetna, which, by the way, after 14 years in the marketplace, canceled 1 million policies in ACA this year, and 1 million people are going to have to find new insurance. And why do you think they did it? Because they lost $2 billion. And the reason for that is because these programs are mandated by the government in terms of what the carriers can offer and what they cannot offer. In other words, they turn the carriers into basic utility companies. They tell the carriers, you will provide all of this coverage for people. And that's a great idea, except that not everybody needs all of that coverage, and the marketplace can't do what the marketplace does. So you're strapped into a program. Well, the philosophy behind it when it was passed was this, Steve. We're going to build this program, and what we're going to do is we're going to make the younger people pay these higher premiums, and then they'll subsidize the older people at the top.
Yeah. No, they won't. I mean, anybody could see that maybe about 10, 20, 100 miles away.
When you tell a 25-year-old that they're going to have to pay $700 a month for a health insurance program, they're going to tell you to take a flying leap and a rolling donut.
Well,
they're not going to do that. They're going to go without. They're going to look at you and go, "Look, hey, I'm 25. You know, I never go to the doctor. I'm healthy. I don't have a problem here." Now, you know, they may get a brain tumor at 26, but they don't think that far down the road.
So what's
happened is those people have migrated off these plans, or they never signed up in the first place, even though they were supposed to, required to by law.
And there goes your funding.
And so it is spiraled down now. Now, the second piece that has caused the problem is that when we went through COVID and we had this new legislation come in, the American Prosperity Act, I believe it was called, if I'm not mistaken, or something along those lines. Well, we went from 150 to 200% of the poverty level, which is what this program was designed to do. It was designed to help people. When President Obama and everybody passed this thing, the idea was we're going to help the people at the bottom of the ladder. They can't afford the current health insurance policy, so we're going to take care of that. We're going to get rid of underwriting. No more underwriting. You can come on this plan. I remember when Blue Cross put the plans through, I sat down with the chief operating officer at Blue Cross of Kansas City. I said, "What's the first month look like?" He said, "We have 11 heart transplants."
Oh, my gosh.
11 heart transplants. Okay. So all this stuff had to be paid for. Well, who's paying for it? That's where the problem came in.
Yep.
Now, to make the matter worse, we're going to make subsidies 400%. So people are going to get a huge subsidy from the federal government so they can keep their health insurance, all right? And it's going to be paid for by the government. That was supposed to be a temporary situation. Steve, when was the last time you saw a government program become a temporary situation?
Never.
Okay.
Once they do it, it will never stop.
No, therein lies the problem, folks, that it's never going to stop. So here's what's happened. Between 2014 and 2019, premiums increased 90%, all right? That's where we're at. 90%, okay? Federal subsidies for ACA now exceed $100 billion annually. $100 billion annually. And here's one you'll really enjoy, okay? CBO estimated that ACA subsidies would be $450 billion over a 10-year period.
Let me guess. They undershot that just a little tiny bit.
$1.2
trillion. Oh, my gosh.
So something has to change, okay? $1.2
trillion.
Don't you love CBO?
Only three times as much.
So, CBO projects a number that's ridiculous and won't work. Now we're going to add bigger subsidies, okay? And we're going to strap the carriers in a chair and say, "You will do this." And then when it all turns to garbage, we're going to turn around. And here's what's going to happen: the general public, because they don't understand this stuff for what it is, are going to turn around and they're going to point the finger at the boogeyman. And who's the boogeyman?
It's the president.
No, the insurance companies.
Okay.
When you can shoot Brian Thompson in broad daylight on the streets of New York City because he's the CEO of United Healthcare.
Yep.
Even though the guy that shot him, Mangione, didn't have a United Healthcare policy. Neither did his parents, and he never had one. He chose to shoot him and kill him. Okay, because we demonize these insurance companies.
Yep,
I hate to break this to everybody. The problem isn't the insurance companies as much as it is the way it's structured and the fact that the government is controlling it.
Well, the government mandates it. So they're just implementing what the government is forcing them to implement.
And as a result of that, we are now, in my humble opinion, in a death spiral.
Yep.
And you're going to see it start even more this year. It's going to accelerate because, unfortunately, I don't think anybody's prepared for this.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was with my firm, Senior Care Consulting. I worked with a couple. They were around, you know, upper 50s, 60. Mm-hmm. They flew in from Arizona. This has been several years ago, before COVID, 18, 19 maybe. And they were, and I helped them place their mother. And we went through all of that. And during the middle of our tours and everything, I remember she checked her phone for some reason. I don't know if she got a call or I don't remember the details. And she gasped. And I'm like, is everything okay? And she said, our Obamacare premiums just went from $300 a month to $1,500 mm-hmm. a month. Mm-hmm. And she completely freaked out mm-hmm. on the spot. And I'm like, How is that possible? And she said, we started at $300.
Yep.
And like in months, $1,500 a month. She goes, we're not going to be able to do that.
No.
I'll tell you what, if you have questions for Kerry Hall, you could go to his website. It is americashealthcareadvocate.com. You could reach out, you know, through a form, email, contact information is on there. Reach out to Kerry Hall if you have questions about this. We're going to have a whole lot more coming up next. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. You can change your Medicare plan anytime throughout the year. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Now back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. You can change your Medicare plan anytime throughout the year. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Kerry, why is that statement false?
Well, because there is a Medicare open enrollment period for Medicare Advantage plans. It goes from October 15th through December 7th, and that's it. So the problem is you cannot change Medicare Advantage. Once you're in a Medicare Advantage plan, you're locked down until the following year's open enrollment period. Now, if you're in a Medicare supplement, you can change those anytime. Here's the trick. If you're in it and you got in it and you were 65 like I did, it's not underwritten. If you go to change and now you're 72 or 76 like I am and you have developed a medical condition, it's going to be underwritten. Your premiums are going to go up or they can deny you.
Yeah, and you have to qualify. It's not an automatic.
Oh, no, it's not. It's automatic in the first in that first window you
right
have.
Right up front, yeah.
Yeah, but after that, and it's also automatic if you're, let's say you're 68 and you're retiring and you never, then it's automatic. You have the automatic option.
Yeah, yeah.
But other than that, no.
Okay. All right. And let's get to some of this Medicare stuff a little bit later on and continue some of this information about the ACA, the Affordable Care Act. I don't know who named that one, but that's a little misleading, Kerry.
Somebody said that to me the other day. Said they should have called it the Unaffordable Care Act.
I think that's more accurate.
So you gave an example of the folks from Arizona. Let me give you an example right here in the Kansas City Metro. So another company that I own part of is called Zatego Health. We're a TPA, but we create our own plans. We take them to market. And we vet them to make sure they meet all the regulatory requirements. We have a plan called Gig Care. Now, it is not under the ACA Obamacare mandate. It is run through a program called ERISA with the Department of Labor. So I'm going to give you a comparison between a Gig Care plan for the same benefits as a plan run by one of the major BUCA carriers, Blue Cross, United, Coventry, Cigna, Aetna, okay? So we've got a real estate broker in Leawood. He does very well, probably knocks down $250,000, $300,000 a year or more. So he gets no subsidy.
Yep.
He's 52 years old, has a wife and one child. What do you think his premiums are with no subsidy? $5,000 HSA. He doesn't have the policy that, you know, you go to the doctor and give him your card and you pay nothing. He has a $5,000 HSA.
And this is just his plan.
His plan, and it's on ACA,
yeah.
Him, his wife, and his one child.
Well, I mean, I want to say something reasonable, but I'm sure it's not.
$3,100 a month.
No way.
$3,100. If you don't,
$3,100.
Here's the other problem. This is why we're in a death spiral. People that are not getting a subsidy are looking for alternatives. I don't care if it's our plan, gig care. It may be Christian MediShare. You know, there are a whole host of other plans that are coming out now.
Yep.
Because this thing is breaking down. If you're not getting a subsidy, then you're paying full boat. Well, when we go from 400% of the poverty level back to 150%, 200%, all those people that are getting those big fat subsidies, that's going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hearing from all the carriers. I just did a show this week with the folks in Blue Cross of Kansas. They expect to see 30% of the people fall off the plans and lose coverage.
Oh, my gosh.
Because the subsidies aren't going to be in place. Now, you know, some of the local carriers, like the Blues of Kansas City, Blue Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, they're much more sensitive to this, and they're not doing what United's doing, or what Centene's doing, or what Oscar's doing, or what Medica's doing, or what Celtic's doing, because they're not for profit. Okay, and they really try very hard to service their people. So you're looking at increases, you know, between 7-8%, maybe as high as 9% in some cases. But it's certainly not what we're going to see from these other carriers. And therein lies one of the issues. The local carriers who don't have to serve a national market can do things a little bit differently. And here's the other problem. Typically, what we've had now is reduced competition. The subsidies, $100 billion annually, that's what was projected. CBO blew that. Okay. Mandates and drove prices up with limited networks. So what is a limited network? Limited network means you've got a narrow network. So here, I'll give an example.
That's a problem.
There's a plan coming out in Kansas City this year from Blue Cross of Kansas City. They got very creative. It's a great idea. It's going to be the lowest low-cost ACA plan in the marketplace, period, okay? It's going to have four hospitals, University Hospital Downtown, University Hospital in Lee's Summit, St. Joseph's Carondelet, and St. Mary's. Oh, here's the really great part. It's going to include Spiracare. So now all of your primary care is covered, no copay, no deductible, no co-insurance.
Yeah.
That's behavioral health, prescription meds through them, labs, x-rays, all of it. They figured out a way to do something to help people that's going to make sense. But they have 11 clinics around Kansas City, and they pioneered them 10 years ago, and they've got over 100,000 people on these things. So they found a solution. But if you're Blue Cross of Kansas, or if you're Cigna, or if you're United, you don't have a clinic program. So all that cost for those primary care docs is going through them, okay, and they're paying the claims.
And so you're going to be limited. You're going to have a very short list of providers you can choose from. And if you're used to going to, you know, your family doctor who knows you for the last 20 years, and he's not, he or she's, if they're not on the list, you're not going to them anymore.
No, you're not. And so the point is, people are going to have to sacrifice some part of what their health care is in order to be able to afford. I think that plan Blue Cross is going to offer is going to be a huge hit, because especially with these, what I just told you, with subsidies and these premium increases going where they are. So I think they're going to see a lot of people do it, because they're going to go, wait a minute, I spend 80% of my medical issues are covered in primary care. Well, the Spiracare program's a pretty dynamic program, behavioral health. So there's a solution. But that's here.
Yeah.
That's not in Kansas. It's not in Nebraska. It's not in Iowa. It's not in South Dakota. It's not in Mississippi, you know, where they don't have those kinds of things. So what's happened with all the government mandates and forcing this thing, forcing the carriers to do the way they want it done is – I'll give an example. The only carrier that offers coverage in 103 counties in Kansas is Blue Cross of Kansas.
Hmm.
So what happens with the large carriers, they come in, we're going to cherry pick, we're going to do Wichita, Lawrence, and Salina, and we're not going to touch Hayes, we're not going to touch Scott City, we're not going to touch any of these places. You folks out there, you can buy our policy, but you're going to drive an hour or longer to get to a primary care doc. So there's the problem. So the carriers are like, we're going to narrow the network. We're gonna narrow access, because we control access, we control cost, and people are gonna come into these plans, and they're gonna have to accept this. What are the solutions? Are there solutions? Yes, there are. Okay, The question is, does Congress have the courage to do the things it needs to do to change this? And that remains to be seen. But there are some things that are pretty obvious. If we had short-term medical plans back where they were before, when we come back from the break, I'll explain this. You could drop the cost like a rock. But let me tell you what happened when we come back from the break with the short-term medical plans.
He is Mr. Kerry Hall. You may know him as America's healthcare advocate, national health insurance expert. You can visit him online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Reach out to Kerry if you have a question. And I'll tell you what, we're going to go through some of the solutions of this big giant mess coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Kerry, I want to mention your radio show. It's fantastic. You had a pretty good guest on a few weeks ago.
I did. It was you. It was a great show. But, we got a lot of response to that show.
So tell everyone about your show and where they can hear it.
It's America's Healthcare Advocate. We're on about 240 stations now across the country. Here in the local metro, it's 95.7, 710. And in
Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. Is that right?
And in Wichita, it is an Odyssey station, KNSS radio, news talk radio in Wichita. So,
okay.
Yeah,
and it's also on in Topeka, isn't it? In the Topeka,
yeah, it's
Lawrence
on Topeka.
Area?
It's in Lawrence. It's in Salina.
You can stream it.
Yeah, you can go. So it's on 16 podcast channels.
Yep.
And then Dave Thiessen, all our shows are videotaped and they're put up on our YouTube channel, which has got over 500,000 views now. So we have a lot of people that are interested in what we're saying about healthcare, health insurance, and all the other issues that are out there.
So go to YouTube. Look, this is really, really well done. I'll tell you that. Dave does a fantastic job. Of course, Kerry is awesome, as he always has been for the last, 15, 20 years doing all of this. And so go to YouTube and just do a search on America's Healthcare Advocate. You'll see Kerry Hall come right up. And there are a ton of videos, but these are super, super well done. And you've got the subtitles and everything. So check that out. Over 500,000 views. And I just wanted to promote your show, Kerry. It's really good. So
I greatly appreciate that.
So we talked about some of the, you described it as a death spiral. So the ACA Obamacare plan was, I think, maybe set out with good intention. And then you expanded the number of people to qualify. You counted on younger people to pay their premiums to help float the boat, so to speak, there, and then all these things went wrong. Okay, and it's not paying for itself, and they're losing, everyone's bleeding money and bailing out of this thing. So what solutions do you have?
So there are solutions. So first of all, and we hope this is going to happen, we haven't seen it yet, we're hoping the Trump administration. So short-term plans were kind of a Band-Aid solution, but they were a solution. We used them a lot when I had Benefits by Design before I sold my agency to Northwestern Mutual. And what would happen is somebody could come on. They were on the policy for a year. They were significantly less. They could be a half of what an ACA plan was. They didn't get any subsidies, but half. So it was a short-term plan. So like the Blue Cross plan, which was a great plan. It was a full benefits plan. You got cancer. You didn't get kicked off. It didn't matter. They were underwritten. You had to answer 5 questions. Once you did that, you were on the plan. The cost was significantly less. What happened when the Biden administration came? Well, first Obama did this, and then Trump reversed it, okay, and then Biden put it back in place. So they were 1-year policies. Guess what Obama did? as one of the last things they did with Kathleen Sebelius, the then Health and Human Services Secretary, former commissioner in the state of Kansas. As she walked out the door to turn out the lights, she changed the policy to 3 months.
Oh,
so
boy.
Now you can get a short-term policy every 3 months, but you got to go back and requalify, be underwritten every 3 months.
Mm.
It's a nightmare. What do you think they did that, Steve?
I'm not sure.
So they could drive people to ACA.
Okay.
We're back
to
this.
It's a disincentive.
Yeah, we're going to force people on these plans whether they like it or not. So that's what they did.
Okay.
Other solutions. So that if that gets turned back on, that's going to help people, at least in the short term. The other thing I would suggest.
And they're going to change it, hopefully, from the 3 month back to the 12 months.
They're talking about going to 3 years.
Oh, okay.
If that happens, that would make a huge difference for people.
Yeah, I got.
Yeah.
But the 3 month thing, I understand that now. Because they're forcing you away from the private market, and they're forcing you to this ACA Obamacare.
So you're 2 months into your plan, and now all of a sudden you recognize you've got a brain tumor or cancer or heart condition. Well, you know you're not going to renew. Now you got to go over to ACA.
It forces you.
Because they'll take you with no underwriting.
Yep.
But your premium just jumped to $3,100 a month.
Right. Yep.
Okay, there's the problem. So some of the things you can do to make a difference. Please take a look at HSA plans. HSA with $5,000 deductibles, I know it's high. Some of them as high as $7,000. But understand what you can do. If you, first of all, you can put into those accounts, I believe the number now is up to $4,800 a year per person, okay? And that money is tax deductible going in. You can take it out to pay your deductible, do whatever you need to do, and it's tax-free coming out. Also, the money accumulates. So year one, you don't use anything. Now you got $4,800. Year two, you spend maybe $1,000. Well, you got year one and year two's money. Well, year three, now you've got everything covered 100%. If you do have a major medical event, your out-of-pocket max is $7,000.
You got over $13,000 in your HSA now.
Thank you. See, you can do the math. I never was any good at math. The nuns tried, but it didn't work. But having said that, that's the point. You know, you have to be smarter about what you're doing. Yeah, I caution people about doing things like Christian MediShare. And all I'm saying to you is this. It is not health insurance. And when you get one of their policies, it says right on the policy, this is not health insurance. Well, why is that a problem? If you have a claim and you dispute it, there's no insurance commissioner to negotiate that claim for you, or no Department of Insurance to get involved, or Consumer Department to get involved to help you go back to the insurance carrier and try to make them pay the claim. This is not a health insurance plan. So if they make a decision not to fund something in their crowdfunding program, which is what I call it, it's simply not going to get paid.
Okay.
So that's one of the problems. Some of these other things out there that you see that may be solutions. So here's another way to do this. So you go buy direct primary care. You go to an outside source that sells. We've got Hy-Vee and Exemplar Care coming into the Kansas City market. They have one in Overland Park and one in Lee Summit. I believe you could sign up for an individual basis for $82 a month.
Huh.
Just like it's very similar to SpireCare, except there's no health insurance involved. It is just primary care. It's a great program.
Is it like a concierge care type
correct,
of a concept?
Except that they have freestanding clinics.
Yep.
They do a great job. So here you can go pay $80 a month. Let's go back to that HSA. What's the premium on the HSA versus the standard ACA? So I've got four tricycle motors at home. Theoretically, I don't. Okay. And I've got to have like my daughter, who's got four children. She's at the ER, the urgent care of the doctor every week.
Yep.
Four of them. They're under the age of nine.
Yep.
Okay. If the good news is she works at a great law firm. They have great coverage. But if she had to do that individually, she could go buy Exemplar Care, put those four kids on there, get a high deductible plan to cover major medical, and she'd be home free.
Yep.
Okay. So those are some of the things you need to find a qualified broker agent that'll walk you through this and help you find solutions to this, because it's complicated.
Is the ACA, is this thing just going to fizzle out? I mean, at some point, how can we possibly prop this thing up? I mean, we don't have unlimited resources here.
Well, there's a certain party of people in this country that think we do.
Well, right, exactly. But
I don't want to drag politics into this, but there's a certain party. You know, no, we don't. And the reason we're in trouble is that. Okay, it all sounded good, and we were shelling out 400% of the poverty level, and people were paying $10 a month for the health insurance.
Yeah.
That's not realistic. Okay. Yeah. So then, of course, there's the other side of the aisle, which is, well, let's just have government health care take over everything, Medicare for all. Well, when we get into the next segment, we'll talk about what a Medicare for all would look like and what where Medicare is going. Here's a little piece of information you probably didn't know. By 2034, Medicare will be broke.
Yeah.
Broke. That's coming from the trustees at Medicare, not from me, not from – this is not a political argument. It's going to be broke.
It's just a financial fact.
It's a financial fact, and it's the third rail of politics that no politician wants to touch.
Nobody, it's too hot of a potato, but we have to do something about it. Otherwise, we're screwed. I mean, we're in horrible trouble here.
And those solutions are not rocket science. We can talk about that, you know, in the next segment.
Yeah.
But back to this, it's in a death spiral. Because young people are just going, I'm not doing this. Well, oh, now you see all of these new opportunities coming up where these primary care, direct care, concierge care, there are a lot of doctors doing concierge.
Yep.
There's multiple practices here in Kansas City.
Yep.
So maybe you don't even have a health, which is not smart, but you don't even buy a health insurance policy. You just use this. Well, it's great unless you wind up going to the hospital. You just had a surgery, it's $150,000.
Yep.
Okay, my wife had a broken leg a number of years ago. It was $150,000. So my advice to people is look for alternatives. Find a broker that knows these marketplaces and understands what to do. Wherever you are in the country, you're listening to Steve's show all over the country. Find somebody that really understands this. For God's sake, don't go on healthcare.gov.
Yeah.
That's not your best source.
Well, and another issue with, you know, young people will help float the boat on HCA is, you know, you could be on your parents' health insurance until age 26. And so, you know, my kids, you know, I have a 25-year-old, we have 23-year-old triplets, and they are, it doesn't make sense to kick them out of the nest on their health insurance. It's very inexpensive to have them on our insurance. And then when they're 26, they can go out and get their own, but they're not signing up for this in hundreds of dollars a month. They will do something different that's much less expensive.
But your wife's policy, which you are all on, is with KU Medical Center,
yes.
Which, what, I don't know, what, 20,000 employees, 30,000?
It's big, yeah.
Yeah, it's huge. And that's a self-funded plan managed by KU. They set the parameters. They manage the plan.
Yeah.
It's not under AC. It's not under Obamacare.
That's right. It's private health insurance. He is Mr. Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate and national health insurance expert. Visit online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. And coming up next, we're going to get into Medicare. As we previously kind of teased, don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
My friend and special guest in studio, he is America's healthcare advocate, Mr. Kerry Hall. He's also a national health insurance expert. If you want more information, you want to reach out to Kerry, go to his website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. Also, go to YouTube. Over 500,000 views of all of his podcasts. They're super well done. And just go to YouTube and just do a search on America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall, CARYHALL. You will find it and you will learn a lot. I promise you that. So, Kerry, we talked about shifting gears and just touching on Medicare. We're approaching that annual election period October every year, October 15th through December the 7th, and that's when you have an opportunity to make some changes.
Yeah, and there are going to be a lot of changes this year. And again, I'm going to urge you, please don't call the people on the television.
Oh, no.
Joe Namath doesn't know up and down about Medicare.
No.
Neither does William DeVane if he's not selling gold coins, okay?
Right.
So please don't call the number.
What about J.J. Dino Mike? That's
another one, okay? Yeah, if they're above ground and taking nourishment, they're going to be doing Medicare commercials.
Oh, my gosh. You
find a local broker that is certified to sell Medicare, that you have to go through 21 hours of training every year to get recertified, plus another 6 or 7 hours with each carrier you sign up for. So it's not an easy thing to do. But the agents and brokers that do this are dedicated to what they do, and they can help you find something that makes sense. But let's talk about Medicare overall.
Yeah.
By 2034, Medicare Hospital Trust Fund won't be able to pay its own bills. Okay. This is from the federal government. This is not the Wall Street Journal, or some other publication. This is from the federal government. That is the projection. Okay, why is that happening? Well, people are retiring, and there are fewer workers to support the people. In 1966, you had 4.6 workers for every retiree.
Yep.
Today, you have 2.8.
Well, we're upside down because of the baby boomers.
That's right. Almost half the amount of the program, Social Security, and what's happened? We have more people in Medicare now than we've ever had in Medicare.
Yep.
Because the boomers, I
10,000. I'm one too. I'm okay. On the back end. But
yeah.
10,000 a day retiree.
Right. So there are two factors. Here's the rest of it. Okay, you have waste and fraud in Medicare, $50 to $60 billion a year. Okay, fake billing, kickbacks to providers, hospital overbilling. Let me give you. In 2022, in Florida, a man was convicted of scamming Medicare out of $61 million. How the hell do you do that?
I don't know.
That guy was a really smart guy.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a crook, but he was a really smart guy.
Yeah. Well, he must have got caught because you're reporting it.
Yeah. So. Obviously, he did. You know, the solution to this are not rocket science, but as Steve said in the last segment, the politicians don't want to touch it. Okay.
Yeah.
So it just sits there and festers.
Well, it's too hot of a potato, but we have to do something. And by the way, in 34, I mean, God willing, if I'm still here, I'm going to be depending on Medicare. So will you. So
yeah. So here is an example of you know what would work to change Medicare around. It's not rocket science. If you move the eligibility age to 67 or 68. Okay, that would make a huge difference. You know how much money?
I think that's reasonable too.
Yeah, and it is reasonable. People are living longer, except so that would save $113 billion over 10 years. Okay, an amount of almost $19 billion in total savings. Okay, so it's remarkable. Like I said, the solutions are not rocket science, but somebody has to be willing. Okay, to make these things work, and you also have to open up the marketplace a little more than what we have. Medicare Advantage plans. Everybody was against these, the politicians for the most part, especially on the Democrat side. I remember debating Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri, who railed against Medicare Advantage because the insurance companies are going to make a lot of money and it's not going to work. Well, you got 38 million people on those plans.
Yep.
And if you try to get them off those plans, they'll be at the door with their pitchforks. Okay?
Yeah, right.
those plans work, and but you know, you're seeing carriers pull out of the marketplaces in some cases because here we go again with trying to cover the cost, provide the benefits. They are strictly regulated far more than ACA is by CMS. And so as a result of that, the carriers don't have much room to maneuver, and so the marketplace is not acting like it should. If the marketplace could act like it should, like in ACA, for example, if carriers could sell across state lines the same product, you could drop the cost like a rock. But each state—
Because your volume's up.
Correct. But in each state, what winds up happening is they all have— There's different regulations in Kansas, there are Missouri. And the carriers have to make all this work in every one of these places if they want to offer plans. This is why Aetna pulled out of the marketplace on the ACA. This is why Blue Cross of Kansas City pulled out of the marketplace on Medicare Advantage, because they couldn't support the death spiral of the claims. This has to change because it's not working.
Yeah.
So when people say, well, we need Medicare for all— No, actually, that's probably the worst solution you could have.
Well, if you say Medicare for all, I mean, maybe that's like, well, yeah, it works. It works for retired people. Why not for everyone? Well, that leads me to think that's like the VA for all. And I've heard way too many stories that
are
pretty
negative. You
know,
I'm a Vietnam vet.
I know you are.
And I'm in the Agent Orange program.
Okay.
And I am no fan.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, I'm no fan of the VA. I appreciate the work of the people over there.
Yep.
There are a lot of dedicated people there. But if you're a vet, you know what it's like at the VA, trying to get an appointment, trying to get a specialist, trying to get a surgery. And here we go again with politics. So President Trump puts in place a program where veterans don't have to wait 6 months to get an appointment. They can go out and find a local provider and do it.
Okay.
Biden comes in office, he cancels the program.
Okay.
Forcing everybody back to VA.
Yeah.
Just like ACA. Okay, the same thing, okay? You're being forced into a program the government wants you in if you're a vet, whether you want it or not, if you want that coverage.
Yep.
And what do the vets do? They sign up because they don't have to pay for it, and they get their prescription drugs and all the rest of it. So, you know, this is what I'm talking about. This kind of management, government management on health insurance simply isn't working. And if you want to understand how bad it is, take a look at Canada, take a look at the UK, you know, look at these other countries, look at France. UK cannot, they keep funding and funding and funding their health system, and it's underwater. You have to wait 6 months to even see a specialist. Try to get an MRI in Canada. You know they have a boat service, a ferry, that goes back and forth between Canada and Buffalo, New York. You know why? Because the largest MRI clinics and X-ray are in New York.
Wow.
Because if they have to get it in Canada, they're going to wait 90 days, 120 days. Well, if you've got cancer, you think you're going to wait 90 days to see what's going to look
well,
like?
Well, heck no. That may be the difference between saving your life with the surgery or not.
That's exactly
right. And I was in the hospital, and they said, Steve, we found a mass on your brain, and I had an MRI that afternoon. And in 24 hours, they said, it's not a tumor. It's a cyst. We can deal with that. I had brain surgery successfully, and thank God. But I had an MRI within hours. Not 6 months, within hours. There's a difference.
There's a big difference. Yeah, there's a big difference. Changes are coming, and they're not all good.
All right. He is Mr. Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate and national health insurance expert. Visit him online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Also, look him up on YouTube. Check out his podcast. They are excellent. And Kerry, thanks for being here today. I always enjoy it when I have you on the show. Let's do this again soon.
It'll be a lot of fun. It's great to be on. Thank you for the opportunity.
You bet. You bet. All right. I'm Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.